My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses damasked red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I grant I never saw a goddess go, my mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to JL230. Last time you heard from us, we were here with our David Bowie tribute special. And today, it's an Alan Rickman tribute special. No, it's not. But we'll briefly discuss it. The tragic...
Alan Rickman is not as important as David Bowie.
No, he isn't. Alan Rickman isn't. He's not as important as David Bowie. David Bowie is like this huge musical, fashion, cultural icon. Alan Rickman was a very good actor who was in maybe 10 films that anyone can name. Eight of which start with Harry Potter.
If somebody came to you at the start of the week and said, who'd you rather die, David Bowie or Alan Rickman, who'd you say?
Oh, you see, well, because Alan Rickman's... Alan Rickman was still working and was still... I feel like I have more of a sense of Alan Rickman as a living person than I do of David Bowie. Like, David Bowie is a thing of the past. Now, he was still bringing out music. It's fine, but he is a thing of the past. Whereas Alan Rickman is very much a 21st century actor. He's still making films. They're really, really good.
David Bowie seemed like an old man. Why is everyone using present tense?
I've never.
They're dead.
Like, David Bowie's dead. It's like this. David Bowie's dead.
So you use past tense.
It's significant because it's giving everyone the chance to reflect on how great David Bowie was. Alan Rickman's death is like shocking and like holy shit, Alan Rickman's dead.
Yeah.
Two very different reactions. Like, David Bowie's dead. Oh, I love David Bowie. Alan Rickman's dead. Holy shit, what?
Yeah,
it's like,
he's only young guy.
Sort of like Philip Seymour Hoffman and Paul Walker, the same line of people. Like, even though he was a lot older.
But two or 250.
Like, he's 20 years older than I am.
But why is Paul Walker such a famous?
Because Furious 7 was one of the biggest movies of all time. It's now the fourth biggest movie of all time. And like their second billed star died halfway through the shooting. No, but like, now sure, he wasn't a famous
in
actor.
A car crash.
In a car crash, which made it all the more tragic, because it was like, people are going to have to watch him in car, people have been watching him in car races for years, and now he's actually dead because of fast riders.
Well,
what? We looked up this morning.
But like, if Paul Walker wasn't dead, there'd be no Paul Walker.
Oh, I think there would be.
The last one was like a chicken sandwich.
He was barely an actor. He was a star.
Yeah,
same way as Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
We looked up a list earlier of other people who are 69 who were afraid might die. Schwarzenegger, O.J. Simpson are on there. I don't think they're going to die. Michael, who else is on the list of 69-year-olds? Schwarzenegger, O.J., Iggy Pop.
I don't think so.
Who else has cancer though? There's some other old person who has cancer.
Shane. Tigers be great.
What about him?
Broken.
Yeah, no, it's broken. Alright, enough of 69-year-old dead people stuff.
Okay. Alright, time.
Time now for our favorite part of the year. Everybody? The Academy Award nominations are here.
Great.
Racist. You guys know the Maya.
Racist.
No, there was some film there.
The Revenant will not win because,
no, the cards are crap.
Problems.
I'm tempted to put money on The Big Short, but it's at 3-1, so
I
have
no Big Short's not that good.
Everyone loves it, though. Everyone's going apeshit over it.
The Big Short, oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
All right, let's go through some big categories.
Who knows it, though?
It's terrible. I really disliked it. I'll watch it again, but it's really...
It's terrible.
Exactly. It's just really, really hyperactive and aggressive, and there's just this pounding, and it just gave me a headache, and it was just like nasty
Wolf Walter
is funny. The Big Short isn't funny, and it's just nasty, and I was just like, I wasn't interested. It didn't teach me anything.
That's what Wall Street is.
Yeah, but the film didn't teach me anything about the situation. I didn't like the characters. I didn't hate the characters. I wasn't interested in the characters. It was just like,
Was it entertaining? No, I was
bored stiff. I watched it on New Year's Eve. I was really bored.
Like, the Wolf of Wall Street is somebody on cocaine. The Big Short is somebody on sugar.
Yeah, Margin Call is really good. Margin Call is the closest we've come to like an Aaron Sorkin Wall Street thing. Really good film. Zachary Quinto, Jeremy Irons, Kim Spacey. Not enough people have seen it. Great film.
Definitely in Nature.
I
saw that. That's really good.
Really good film.
Yeah.
What was I saying there?
I kind of want to see The Big Short, though. The trailer.
The Big Short. What was I talking about there? I was saying The Big Short, hyperactive. Oh, yeah. But it is time now for me to reassess Mad Max Fury Road to see if it is as good as they all say it is. Because it wasn't. Alright. Original screenplay. Which is wise.
I think I was just kind of shocked because it was kind of weird.
Let's go through the nominees and some of the big categories. Original screenplay, Bridge of Spies. Anyone seen Bridge of Spies ever?
You said it was pretty good.
What did I say? Bridge
of Spies. You come on outside.
If we can sit down.
Well, benches, lawyer.
Use our benches.
Yeah, okay.
You come outside.
Back in 10 seconds.
Throw the black.
Okay, I gotta stop. We're back. Me and Mike out here on the outside of our new table. Isn't that great?
The audio quality should be amazing.
It should be.
Or at least just a faint background noise.
The seats are really damp already, actually.
I see. I got the dry side here.
Yeah, I suppose.
Quality bench. They really need to varnish these, though. They really need to actually finish.
It looks like it's going to... I don't know.
They'll rot, you see.
It looks like it's going to rot really, really fast.
Mm-hmm. It's taking on water, like, you know? So you need to seal the wood, like... Construction Studies 101.
Okay.
All right,
let's
go back to...
Original screenplay. Bridge of Spies. You haven't seen Bridge of Spies.
Nope.
Quality film.
Quality screenplay. Deserves to be there.
Trailer looks good.
Ex Machina. Did not like Ex Machina.
What the hell is that?
It was so boring. It's a film about, artificial intelligence, Oscar Isaac, Donald Gleason.
Okay.
So boring.
Is it?
Inside Out. Brilliant. Great. Spotlight. I knew Spotlight would be there. It's not great, but it's fine. And then the fifth one, which is a fucking joke.
Straight
Out of Compton for original screenplay. Like, Straight Out of Compton was written by people who can barely read and write. Like...
Yeah, okay.
Now I say, where is Steve Jobs? It ain't there. Yep. That frustrates me greatly.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to have loads of people walking over passes, aren't we? Then we have adapted screenplay. The Big Short is there. It makes sense. It's a very writerly film. Brooklyn, Carol, The Martian, The Room. Now, Room, yes, fine. The Martian, fair enough. But Brooklyn, God, the screenplay. Brooklyn is just such a cliche fest.
A lot of people like it, though.
People like it because it's sentimental. It's about Irish emigration. People like it for those reasons. It's bad. Have you seen it?
No.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
My mom loves it, though.
Even my grandfather hated it. He thought it was really stupid and sentimental. And by his standards, something. Right, anyway,
speaking.
All right.
Shelby,
is your air sweat?
I kind of scooted you over there.
It's kind of hard to get your feet in, actually.
You're probably fit about...
Jesus, that's really difficult.
Might have been a foot.
Yeah, exactly.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No way people of size are going to...
10, maybe 11.
People of size are not going to fit here. Killian's one is people of skin.
Oh, that's kind of cold. Okay, I kind of understand people of size, but people of color.
I know.
That's even more issues.
Well, people of color are supposed to include Asians, Latinos, all sorts of dark skinned
people.
People
of color should include everyone.
Well, exactly, yeah.
But saying that...
White and black are shades.
Say if white people aren't people of color. You're saying that white is normal.
No, thanks. United, gelatine.
We're all people of color.
I know exactly.
Yes, exactly.
If you only refer to black people as people,
sound mixing,
show title, people of color, visual effects.
Oh, the Force Awakens sound was brilliant.
Yeah, it really was. No, the best sound. Well, okay, best sound I've heard all year was Fargo, but that's TV. Mm. But the sound in Fargo is amazing. The sound mix.
What
but
do you mean sound?
Next after, but the. Sicario had amazing sound, and Sicario is up for best sound editing, which is great. Sicario has amazing sound.
There's no Whiplash there for, you know.
Was, did Whiplash win the sound?
Whiplash won both sounds last year.
Yeah, of course
year,
it did.
Had
like,
to. It was a fucking oral. It was
beautiful.
Oral orgasm. It's an
so
orgasm.
So beautifully mixed.
Oh, Whiplash like, is an amazing film. You've not seen Whiplash yet, no? I'll give you the DVD. It's an amazing film. I have it, yeah. I'll give you Birdman as well. But sound, wait, so visual effects, we have Ex Machina, Mad Max, The Martian, The Revenant, Star Wars.
What's going to win that? Revenant?
No, Mad Max wins visual effects, like.
Oh, yeah.
It has to. I mean, Star Wars could, but I'd say Mad Max.
Revenant doesn't have effects, per se.
It has a few. It has a few. Have you seen The Revenant?
Is there CGI in it?
No. There's a bit, yeah. Like, most of it isn't, but there's a few scenes where
like, is that a real bear attacking you?
There's one shot in it, which is just amazing, where DiCaprio is riding on a horse away from these others. And
so,
he
that's in the trailer,
him.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's longer in the film.
Okay,
and then he goes over, and he goes down into the street, and the camera follows him down, and, like, that's using visual effects.
Oh,
one where he goes
over
under,
the cliff, like.
Yeah, and there's one where he goes underwater, and there's visual effects there. Are there any other important ones here? Editing. I'll tell you the thing about editing. A film hasn't... It's been 20 or something years since a film has won editing that wasn't nominated for best... A film has won Best Picture that wasn't nominated for Best Editing.
Okay.
So one of the Best Editing nominees is probably going to win. The Best Editing nominees are The Big Short, Mad Max, The Revenant, Spotlight, and Star Wars.
That's all of the...
So, except for Star Wars.
Editing
so Wars. So it basically just guarantees The Big Short, Revenant, or Spotlight is going to win, which we all know already. They are really the only three contenders.
Spotlight actually Best
Movie.
Mark Wing can do a handstand and a cartwheel.
Yeah,
thanks,
well.
That's great. Thanks for telling us that.
COVID just zoned out there and chirped in.
I feel like it's very irrelevant to me, so I'm doing, you know, what's that word?
I was listening last night, I was listening to last year's episode where we read out the Oscar nominations, and Dobie was very interested last year. He had all sorts of interesting thoughts on the Oscar nominations.
They're all good, like.
Yeah. Well, he saw, like, five of them last year, because he'd seen The Imitation Game, and he'd seen...
Yeah, I've seen loads of them as well.
How many have you seen this year, the best pictures now? How many have you seen? We'll go to Best Picture next. Okay.
Okay.
I've seen them all. Obviously.
I have seen...
I think you've probably seen two. One,
Shane,
have
you seen Gladiator?
None.
Wait, you've seen... Wait, oh,
I've
wait.
Actually
you
seen none.
Wait, you haven't even seen The Martian, have you? Or Mad Max?
No.
Oh, well, that's just ridiculous. Like, they're both out on DVD. I mean, there's no excuse.
I've seen none of them.
Wow. Shane, how many have you seen?
But I kind of...
Of Best Pictures, you've seen one, right?
But you see, here's the thing.
I've seen Mad Max.
I feel like...
Adobe,
have
you seen any of them?
Like, I feel like I've seen a lot of movies this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I haven't seen...
I went
to
cinema twice to see Mad Max and Ted 2.
Wait, no. You went to see Mission Impossible, didn't you?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that not there for Best Picture?
It should be there for Best Sound. I had pretty good sound.
Best effects.
Yeah, exactly. It should be up for Best Visual Effects. It should be.
Yeah,
but,
or just, you know.
It definitely should be.
Was he actually hanging on to an airplane that time?
He was, yeah. He was. No vision, no CGI in that scene.
That's cool.
Amazing.
Wait, what else happened?
Like,
there
this
was,
is both.
There was
the
motorcycle.
Water.
They don't have Inside Out of this.
Exactly. And, like, how it was based on first preference. It was based on how many people put down these films as their first film, the best film of 2015. And you're telling me more people thought that Brooklyn was the best film of the year than thought Inside Out was. Because I know so many critics, like, who, online who and in the papers in Britain,
well,
America,
animated,
who put
yeah.
down Inside Out at number one. Toy Story 3 nominated for Best Picture. Up nominated for Best Picture. WALL-E nominated for Best Picture.
WALL-E
there
is
so no
yeah.
there is no excuse.
I remember when WALL-E was first coming out, like they're talking on the radio, it's like, oh yeah, there's only like two lines of conversation or dialogue in it. It was like,
oh, there's no dialogue for the first hour and a half.
Yeah.
No, it's
half
like half hour. But then
sorry,
there's loads yeah. after that, because there's loads of banter
no,
with the fat people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, WALL-E's amazing film though. It is brilliant.
It's just a good idea.
I mean, Inside Out is I think it's almost as good as WALL-E, like. I mean, it's definitely the best since it's the best Pixar film since WALL-E. Do you think Inside Out is better than Toy Story 3?
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
Because Up is really bad. Like, Up after the first half hour is very bad.
Yeah, it is.
Really? Stuff with the dogs, it's just not. It's not good.
It's a good...
The first half hour is great, and the rest of it
exactly.
is much...
What's that new one that's like, Pets or...
Zootopia.
No, it's...
Yeah, Zootopia. Where, yeah, it's where all the animals are cops and stuff. Zootopia. That's a Disney Animated Studios
that
one.
Sounds lame.
It's like
no,
Big
I
Hero.
Think I know what you're
it's like, yeah, it's called Zootopia or Zootopia.
It's not called Zootopia.
I don't think it is.
It is, because it's all the pets. Oh, there's another one called Pets with, like, Louis C.K. voicing a cat. Is that the one you're talking about? They're both the same. They're the same thing.
What's that hamster one called again?
G-Force.
Oh, not Bolt with Rhino.
God, G-Force.
They're guinea pigs. That's why it's G-Force.
Sorry, what did I say? Hamsters.
Yeah. Because there's a hamster in Bolt and his name is Rhino. And he goes, I'm Rhino.
Oh, she's like,
anyway, yeah. Anyway, so best picture, I'll tell you now my order of preference of these. Best one.
What would your number one?
Room is the best. I put them in Room.
I'm going to see Room on Saturday.
Oh, Room's fantastic. Fantastic.
I'm going to see it with my mom.
What? It's out today. Room is a fantastic film. I really like The Revenant's out today too, so it's a tough one because they're both great, but I'd say Room's better.
So The Revenant is good.
Good, yeah, it's not great. It's not Room's the best. I'll tell you the order now. Room, I'd say The Revenant and Bridge of Spies are kind of on a par. Like Revenant is like stunning, and then Bridge of Spies is really, really, really interesting. And like they're both equally good. And then I'd say Spotlight, Mad Max, The Martian,
Inside Out,
The Big Short, and
Inside Out didn't get nominated.
It's not nominated. Nope. No. Okay, animated feature film. We have Anomalisa, Boy in the World, Inside Out, Shaun the Sheep Movie, and When Marty Was There. Now, I've seen two. I've seen Anomalisa and Inside Out.
Everybody knows who's going to win.
Exactly. It's no competition. I mean, it was funny when they were announcing the winners. It was very funny to hear Guillermo del Toro say, Shaun the Sheep Movie. Not the Shaun the Sheep Movie. Not Shaun the Sheep the Movie. It's called Shaun the Sheep Movie. I recommend all our listeners go read Benji Stickers' review of Shaun the Sheep Movie.
Benji Stickers.
But on buzzhubnews.com/Benji.
I remember watching a quiz show on the
underscore Stickers.
What's the movie featuring the Spice Girls? And then the answer was the Spice Girls movie.
No, Spice World. It's Spice World. Their movie's called Spice World.
Really?
Yeah. Well, so that's a wrong answer.
The answer they gave was the Spice Girls.
Well, that's
movie.
Just incorrect. leading actor. Leading actor. We have Brian. They were like 19 when it was made. It's an adventure. Hugh Laurie's the villain. Brian Cranston's in Trumbo. Trumbo is a fine film. Oh, it's about the blacklist in Hollywood in the 50s when the communists were being not allowed to work. Brian Cranston and John Goodman are all in it. It's got a really good cast, but it's just kind of very mediocre. Whatever.
DiCaprio.
It's a poor category this year. There isn't a lot of competition. I think Fassbender fully deserves it, but I think DiCaprio's fine. Eddie Redmayne's fine in The Danish Girl. I think he's his best. I think he's much better in it. He's much better in it than he was in.
I really did not like The Theory of Everything.
I really didn't either.
So many people like it.
Theory of Everything is just
because I watched it, and I watched what did I watch? I watched Whiplash and Imitation Game before it, and I watched Selma.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, yeah, they're way better movies.
The Imitation Game was a bit better than The Theory of Everything. I wasn't a huge fan of that either, really. I think that
Imitation Game is...
It's fine.
Is more entertaining.
It's more entertaining. Like, I think Imitation Game and The Theory of Everything are both very, like, by-numbers, biopics. Like, there was nothing surprising about either of them.
Acting is good as
I think The Imitation Game had more to it. Like, it was more interesting. But this year, Eddie Redmayne is quite good in The Danish Girl. He's the best thing about it. It's not a great film. He's fine in it. And Cranston's fine in Trumbo.
Wasn't it Netflix film?
Oh, Beast of No Nation with Idris Elba, yeah. That's not good. I gave up halfway through. It's boring. It's about African child soldiers.
Is it a movie?
It's a movie, yeah. It's like Kony 2012 kind of thing. Yeah, it is,
and what's the other one was?
Will Smith for Concussion, which is absolute garbage. It's such a bad film.
When was Will Smith's last
That's a good idea.
Movie.
That could have been interesting. It could have been Black Moneyball 3. Or some shit.
What? Moneyball was written by Aaron Sorkin.
Exactly, but Aaron Sorkin could have done Concussion. That would have
And he didn't. It was written by Barry. Aaron Sorkin write anything, it would be great.
By Barry.
If Aaron Sorkin wrote Brooklyn, it would be a good film, right? But he didn't. He didn't write Brooklyn. Nick Hornby wrote Brooklyn. Yeah, and he can't write screenplays.
Concussion. I would have watched it.
I watched some of it.
And Saoirse Ronan. Saoirse.
There are no words.
You pronounce it Saoirse.
There are no words I can use to describe how my dislike. My dislike of Saoirse Ronan.
From Dublin.
My dislike of Saoirse Ronan is very strong at the moment. She can't act.
The accent is brutal.
She can't act.
Oh, my mum begs to differ.
And I think she's the most token Irish star ever. And I think that her...
sorry, Mike, I was going to give you a hand.
Her, what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm kind of trying to...
Wait, because movies...
Her exposure is completely unnoticed.
That came out after yesterday. You nominated.
No. Oh, yeah, well, it came out here. I mean, everything that's on this list came out in the US before December 31st. In some way.
Okay. So does it have to be up? Does it have to be out before December 31st to get an Oscar?
Wait, Hateful Eight is not down there at all, no?
Hateful Eight is not. We're coming up to it now. It's nominated in, like, two categories.
Did you like it? In America already, though?
Oh, it came out on December 31st.
Did you like it?
It's fine. We never talked about The Hateful Eight, did we? Because you weren't in on Monday.
It's better than Django.
I
haven't seen it.
No, not... Oh, no, I think Hateful Eight's probably his worst
film. I actually hated Django.
Really?
Like,
is it that
like,
bad?
I was just falling asleep. Like, it's so boring. It's such a self-indulgent... It's a mess. Like, the dialogue...
So
the dialogue is so flat. There's nothing... Like, normally you think, this is a scene which in any other film would be really boring, but Tarantino just puts, like, energy in it. Mm. And Hateful Eight, it's like the bad version that you fear that it would be. Like, it's so... Some of it's so boring. And the characters are all just nasty, and they're not interesting nasty. Like, maybe there's two characters who are interesting, and they get killed off pretty fast. Like, The Revenant is so much better.
Well...
But anyway, best actress then we have Blanchett. Doesn't deserve to be there. Carol is
Robert. Blanchett.
It's not, no. Django is much more entertaining.
What's Blanchett in there for?
Carol. I think Carol is a mess. I don't
Brie
like
Larson
it.
Brie Larson in Room.
Brie Larson deserves to win. Absolutely.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Joy, now. Jennifer Lawrence. I think Jennifer Lawrence is...
I like the really song in the trailer.
I think Jennifer... Joy is a good film. I think Jennifer Lawrence is the best she's ever been in Joy.
Yeah.
I was impressed with her work in it.
She looks quite good.
Charlotte Rampling, 45 Years. I watched 15 minutes... I watched 15 minutes of 45 Years last week. It looked okay, but apparently she's not the best... She's not the better of the two actors.
And...
Saoirse Ronan. You know what somebody said the other day to me? They said they should get John Travolta to announce Saoirse Ronan's name at the Oscars. Ladies and gentlemen, clear welcome, Sarah Rohan.
Sarah Rohan.
Did you hear yesterday what the woman who announced the Oscar nomination last year, she said Dick Poop instead of Dick Pope? This year she got two, so she was doing... So listen, don't spoil, right? So the woman this year, she's the president of the Academy, right? She's Queen Oscar. So she goes, the nominees for Best Director, Adam McKay, The Big Short, George Miller, Mad Max, Lenny Abramson, Room, Tom McCarthy, Spotlight, and Alejandro G. Iyayatu. But wait, what time is it?
My arse is a bit wet.
Come on, tell me. Alright, I have to go get my Irish book off, Johnny. The English book. Alright, best supporting actor then we have Christian. Oh god, he's probably listening to us the whole time.
My dad's a Limerick man.
Wait, we'll go see the other. Okay, hey.
Your mom is from...
No, my mother's from Iroquois.
And your dad's from Muskegon.
Are both great?
My dad's from Mayo.
I'm more than my mother's brothers than my father's
family.
The Mad Woman. Rock song.
No, I've never heard that.
Everybody's
cracked.
Crack fight?
My mother's a tinker. What's
your mother's second name?
Tinker is like...
The what? Word...
I could not think of a word that less describes your mother.
Speediest super lightning round of this... Lightning round. Lightning round.
So
everyone pays attention. Lightning round. This week in jail show history. This week in 2013, it was episode 42. Ear infection. Jimmy Luke and their gang of lively acquaintances return to the airwaves once again to give you an episode of their award-winning podcast. Michael is still sick, or maybe dead. We finish counting down the best movies of 2012. HMV has closed down. Luke's singing is delightful. Kian is back and has only seen one of Luke's 65. He's over from Minnesota. Kian is okay, guys, guess this out.
Oh man, go up and ask him. Does he know Blair Walsh?
So Kian got back and he'd only seen one new release in 2012. Do you know what it is?
No. He was
try and guess.
No, was it an easy kick?
Simple. 27 years.
One new release.
Like normally these guys.
Yeah. The only one that Kian saw that year.
I don't know what the new release is.
Okay. The Bourne Legacy.
What?
Yeah.
This is like the worst Bourne.
Exactly. And that was the only thing he saw in 2012. Oh god, hurry now. I'm gonna have to find Johnny. I have to get my English book. Then into this week in 2014, it was episode 90, Goldilocks. Episode 90's here. Join us when we discuss blah 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 blah. Episode 91, Ecstasy, January 15, 2014. This week in 2015.
Okay.
Episode 163. Big boy. I thought you said Michael come here to me. Right, I thought it was you.
Why would it be me? What was I doing?
Because you said Michael, and you were standing there where she pointed. Alright, this week in 20...
2015, episode 164, and also this week in 2015, episode 164, everything is awesome. That is this week in Tales of History.
Might be due my incredibly poorly for it. Yeah.
How is your week been, Michael?
Being absolutely horrific.
Okay. Alright, well, on that news, bid farewell.
Join us next week for English and French. No English homework and a test in French. So, fun rest of the day.
That's all we have time for. We'll be back next week with episode 231. Visit jlshow.com and all that.
And here's some bonus content.
Here with Amar, about to bring chocolates in to all his friends in the study. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right,
I need to get my speech right, so knock on the door, open it. All right, sir, I'm here on behalf of the student council. I got a request to give all sweets to my fellow students.
Are you going to give everybody sweets?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. So great. I'm going to stand at the door. Okay.
But a joke. But you and I, we